In time for Mother's Day, a mom with a message to children about having the courage to work hard and dream big. She's seen how dreams can come true because Dolores Jordan is the mother of basketball great Michael Jordan. But that's not her only claim to fame. And Dolores Jordan joins us now. Thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you so much for having me.
The book is called Dream Big, Michael Jordan in the Pursuit of Olympic Gold. And it's, first of all, it's a beautiful book. I love the illustrations.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is not your first book. I mean, it's really obviously very important for you to inspire young people.
Correct. This is my third one in reference to Michael. I think total eight. But the one, Salt in His Shoes, which again was a New York bestseller, that was a motivation, too, and I got so many letters and calls from principals and teachers. They have used it in the school system, and the second one was Michael and the Golden Rules, and now the one, Dream Big, and all of them, the teachers has worked with them.
It's obvious to everyone who knows about Michael Jordan that he has a natural talent, but for people who don't know, who haven't really looked at his history, he worked really hard for that, for what he was able to achieve.
He really has. I was sharing earlier, growing up, all five of the kids, again, we always had Little League, baseball, softball, track, and the girls too run track and softball, and then it came to high school, and it was baseball and basketball. So it's always been an event that Mr. Jordan and I tried to embrace because it was something we could do with the family.
It's so obvious that Michael was very self-motivated. Were all your children the same way?
They all worked hard. I shared earlier that Rosalind had made up her mind, and she's the youngest. She is 1 year younger than Michael, that whenever he was accepted at the UNC Chapel Hill, she did the tour when we went around to look at universities, and she said, when he go to college, I'm going. She went to college when she was 16, so you know I was having a hard time. But I worked with the teachers and the principals and the counselors, tell me she's mature, is she ready, that Mrs. Jordan let her go. But she had set a goal for herself and said to him, when you go to college, I'm going. He said, yeah, you, of course, you know, being siblings, and they better, you will not, you'll be the last one here. When he graduated and walked, I had both of them graduate from high school.
What do you see as some of the greatest issues facing parents right now with younger children?
Not making time, and it is hard. So I say that, but I know it's hard because I know it was hard to me. I do work on the west side of Chicago. We have four schools we adopted, and they're elementary, and we work with the kids through high school, provide scholarship fund through the foundation. And I work with the parents, called Vision for Families, and I hear them, Mrs. Jordan, we don't have time. Single parent as well as two parent. Now, we need the money for balance. We got to keep a roof over our head. We need food. So you know I hear that. But I still say, you know what, if you don't invest in them, you only would get back what you invest. If you don't invest anything, you get nothing back. As parents, we have to be accountable no matter what.
All right, Dolores Jordan, mom of Michael Jordan and author of Dream Big, Michael Jordan in the Pursuit of Olympic Gold. An early happy Mother's Day to you, and thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you so much for allowing me.